Khan says it could take 10 years to solve London knife crime after fourth fatal stabbing in 5 days. By Victoria Friedman on November 5, 2018. Labour's London Mayor Sadiq Khan has said that it could take a decade to solve London's knife crime epidemic after the capital saw its fourth fatal stabbing in 5 days. The left-wing mayor insisted that London was a safe global city and told BBC Radio 4's Today programme on Monday that the rise in violent crime is unacceptable and to really make significant progress in stopping the knife crime wave, it can take up to 10 years. Khan's comments come after the capital saw its fourth stabbing in 5 days. On Sunday, a 22-year-old man was stabbed to death in broad daylight at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday in southeast London. Two men, aged 19 and 21, have been arrested on suspicion of murder. That homicide came after 17-year-old Malcolm Mead Madariola had been fatally stabbed outside Clapham South Station on Friday. Jay Hughes, 15, and one of the city's youngest stabbing fatalities, was killed on Thursday outside of a fast food restaurant. And on Wednesday, Rocky Jalal, 38, was stabbed to death near a children's playground at Southwark Park. Mayor Khan, who has launched a program to treat crime as a public health issue, continued to blame Conservative government cuts to policing and public services for the rise in crime. However, Home Office Minister Victoria Atkins told the BBC that the claim about police numbers isn't supported by the evidence about previous spikes in serious violence. The nature of crime is changing. Gangs are far more ruthless than they used to be, Ms. Atkins said. When I speak to the victims of crime and their families, they're not talking about police numbers. They want to stop young people getting involved in serious crime in the first place, she added.